A proposed constitutional amendment that will be on the New York ballot in November guarantees the right to clean air and clean water. Karen DeWitt reports.
Environmental groups say it would require businesses and state and local governments to make better decisions when they need to approve projects that might potentially cause pollution. Peter Iwanowitz is with Environmental Advocates.
Voters are going to be asked a simple question. Should we add to New York State's Bill of Rights the right to clean air, clean water, and a healthful environment?
Liz Moran with the New York Public Interest Research Group says the idea for the amendment came after the water crisis in Hoosick Falls in eastern New York, where it was found that the chemical PFOA used to make nonstick cooking pots and pans had seeped into the drinking water from the former St. Gobain plant.
Had New York had something like this, would St. Gobain have been cited right on top of their drinking water source?
The state's business council opposes the amendment, saying its broad language could lead to all kinds of complications, including frivolous lawsuits against companies with facilities cited under existing environmental rules. The council's Ken Pukalski says it would create an incredible amount of uncertainty.
It says nothing about how it would be implemented. You'd imagine this would be used to challenge all types of private sector activity.
He says it could even lead to litigation against new clean energy, solar or wind farms, if a neighbor objects. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.